Houston, the Florida Keys, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, Las Vegas, and Northern California. There's been so much pain across the U.S., it's easy to overlook the news outside our borders. For instance, Israel proposed building thousands of new homes and settlements in the West Bank, while Egypt brokered a deal in which Fatah and Hamas, two clashing Palestinian groups, will form a unity government in Gaza. A high court in Italy said a man should get a softer sentence for murdering his son because his son was adopted. Imagine that. And Spain is demanding of Catalonia, are you seceding or not? But wait, there's a lot more. So we decided to do an international news we're not paying attention to roundup with Will Dobson, NPR's chief international editor. Hi, Will.
Hi, Robin.
Thank you so much for coming in to remind us of stories like the one you want to start with, Kenya. The opposition leader there, Raila Odinga, announced this week he'd pull out of the upcoming election because he doesn't expect it to be free and fair. This is after the Supreme Court there said a new election had to be held because of irregularities in the first. So give us the latest.
Yeah, sure. I mean, Kenya is really in uncharted waters here. That first election back in August, on August 8th, the Supreme Court nullified that election because of voting irregularities, and they ordered a rerun, which is supposed to take place on October 26th. And that in itself was actually a fairly incredible thing for an African court to nullify an incumbent election outcome. I mean, that in itself was, unprecedented. And now to have this week on Tuesday, the opposition leader say that he's pulling out because enough hasn't been done was completely unexpected and has really thrown everything off balance. Mm-hmm. So at this point in time, the government has said they're going ahead with the election. They've opened it up now to all the other candidates. And yesterday, on Thursday, announced that they were banning demonstrations, which is an important point because the opposition has been holding weekly demonstrations in the lead up. And so you have a very combustible situation, and people are on edge.
Okay, so we'll keep an eye there. Turkey, diplomatic tensions with the U.S. are at an all-time high after Turkey imprisoned several Americans, including employees of the U.S. consulate. Now Turkey's president Erdogan says he won't recognize the U.S. ambassador. Remind us how we got to this point and what's the sense of where we go here.
Well, the U.S.-Turkey alliance is definitely under strain, and it's been increasingly so. In this particular case, and this really kicked off on Sunday, the U.S. stopped issuing non-immigrant visas in Turkey after Turkish authorities arrested a U.S. employee, a Turkish national, at the U.S. consulate in Istanbul. So Turkey has responded by doing the same. And so now you have these two allies, really been critical allies on key issues like the fight against ISIS and elsewhere, that are essentially sort of frozen traffic between the two countries, which is we're talking about enormous numbers. I mean, about 500,000 Americans visit Turkey every year. This could affect 100,000 Turks coming to the U.S. And so both sides are trying to find a way to de-escalate this.
Okay, so we're going to keep an eye on that. And finally, many Americans, I don't think, know that the U.S. said it will pull out of UNESCO. This is the U.N.'s cultural organization that designates the World Heritage Sites, many of which we're seeing destroyed in places like Syria. And the U.S. cited anti-Israel bias at UNESCO.
Right.
What's going on here?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is a real, I'm glad you're bringing it up because this is a really easy one to have missed this week. So the UNESCO, as you said, it handles World Heritage Sites. It also does a lot else in terms of scientific initiatives, literacy projects, gender equality issues. And this, for some time, there's been concern from the United States about, and expressions from Ambassador Nikki Haley, that there is an anti-Israel bias from UNESCO. And in particular, this what really was for, I think, people in the administration, a breaking point was this summer when it designated the old city of Hebron in the West Bank as a Palestinian World Heritage Site. This was denounced really across the board in Israel and was of concern to the U.S. And so that plus the State Department's announcement and this said that plus their mounting arrears was made the U.S. say that now it's time to pull out. Now, since 2011, the United States has not been funding UNESCO, and there's been an on and off relationship. But critics of the administration will say this is less about having any sort of bias and more sort of emblematic of the Trump administration's ambivalence towards the international community and the UN in particular.
Well, and Israel says they're also leaving, so two members of UNESCO suddenly departing.
That's right.
NPR's chief international editor, Will Dobson. Will, thank you so much for reminding us of the very many things going on in the world. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.